When I joined the Abbey School of Acting, we did two nights, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Voice production was a very important feature of the Abbey School, and we used to spend one night doing what they call articulation, projection, production. And there were a lot of other things that were involved in it that helped very much to get clarity of diction. And in order to produce that kind of an effect in your voice, and even though there were some of the school there, they weren't very articulate, but when you were handed a little block of wood, a half inch by a half inch, with a V cut in the middle and underneath, and you placed that between your teeth, then you were handed a bit of script to read. And of course, if you'd put your even two fingers between your teeth and try to talk, as you did with a block of wood, you had to do that for a solid 20, 25 minutes. You kept doing that with the block of wood between your teeth. And eventually, you wouldn't be allowed to stop until such time as there was a little bit of clarity in the words you were saying, which I can assure you was not very easy. But you kept doing it until such time as everybody was virtually word perfect. Tuesday was the night we did a lot of stage presence, moving around, using the hands. Hands were always very difficult in the acting business because they used to say, if you could put your hands in your pocket, you would feel very happy about it. But when you had to use your hands, and some of them, I'm afraid, you overused the hands. And to this day, I can't even do anything on radio or television. I was very much taken with my hands, and I used to indicate that if I want to make a point, I'd have to use the hand to emphasise the point. And that was another thing we learned, how to do it casually without making it obvious that we were doing it. But as I said, we two nights a week, and then in those two nights, one night would be doing plays, and there would be three or four plays, and one of them had to be an Irish, which was very important because they did put on Irish plays and The Peacock by the Abbey Players, running at the same time as a major one in the Abbey itself. But Irish was very much used as well because Éireann the Blithe was very keen on using Irish in the plays.
Radio Éireann. Shaiv an ishalach teistuk the Brian agus an plaill salish. Gamaroch thart an amanish trucker na chóru dan radio ag grunchius o can luin. Eshtiori art an amanish the feinat ha poitachan. Thon kiolgo halo hor ag kiolgo an eithram radio Éireann o shtiori ag dyrmado haira. Agus thon kroor go leiru ag Thomas Mokana agus Seamus Brennach. Brian agus an Cráil Salis.
A frúlt a rá úsul Brian.
Cosa fama gain?
Cosa rota fi conun? Ni moga ma max laum lachach.
Laum ma hilse. Ach nach mrahe fure an trashe blienu.
Eiste hi!
Ni la macharaga wero an dolgan huiga paras gaji crinu an CFT buja aiz.